The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun, exciting, and family-oriented episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real. We are always unscripted. We're here to serve you. And my name is Rick Simpson, and I'm your host.
And I'm your co-host, Julie Simpson.
Hello, I'm your co-host, Courtney Simpson.
And I'm your other co-host, Cassidy Simpson.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Did the radio show move somewhere? Did it move over the pond to somewhere else? So that's Courtney. Courtney did not want to do that, but we said, come on. So you guys,
I made an exception, you know?
That is, now it's going to be memorialized on the internet forever.
Don't remind me.
But so I think it came from the girls when you watched the new Parent Trap when they were young. So
they have really, really good accents that they do really good. So yeah, I think it came from that.
So our family joke is, Courtney's always like, oh, my countrymen would be insulted.
No. If I try to do it, she'll be like, oh, you are an insult to my countrymen. Oh my.
So there you go. So anyway, we're glad you all joined us here. This is our second week of our family sort of centered episodes of Crossroads Health, where we're talking about some of the history of the company, some sort of fun family stories. We're talking about some products that we really like that have impacted our family. So it's just kind of a potpourri of information last week and this week on Crossroads of Health. So we hope you'll join us for the whole hour. We've got some good new information for you, got some new stories for you. We don't even know what all the stories are until we get into it. So, but anyway, before
we are unscripted.
Exactly. And before we get into all that, I think this week, perhaps somebody else is going to remind all of you how you can connect to us.
That would be me today. And our main access point is cohradio.com. That's cohradio.com. And there you can link over to our company page, Emerald Labs, for more in-depth information on the products. Or you can click over to supplements.one, our online affiliate that offers every product we make at an everyday 10% discount. And they also,
that's so
craziness,
good.
Right? And they actually also partner with us to offer exclusive discounts to our listeners when we give out a special code during the Getting to Know You segment at the end, which you will receive that code later, as they said, in the Getting to Know You. And that will give you deeper discounts on specific products that we're featuring each week. But as I remember, I believe you said last week that this week we may be featuring not just one product in particular.
But all the products?
Are you crazy? All the products?
You're going to give the farm away?
Y'all have to know. Julie's the one in her family that guards them. She's telling me, are you nuts? What kind of, every product in the company, are you crazy? Anyway, yes, we love all of you and we want to serve you and help you. I mean, there's still profit there, but it's much less. I want you to have access to these products because my goal has always been to make products that really work where I only have to sell them to you once and by whatever means possible, education, giving you a discount. But because when you try these products, you're going to find that they work for you. We hear this time and time and time again. They will work better than I would guess 80% of the products you'll find out there in the typical marketplace, because Dr. Stengler has formulated all these products based on his clinical experience, based on the human clinical data. We manufacture them all here in Southern California in our FDA audited manufacturing facility. We have an in-house lab. I have relationships and with every single raw material vendor, and I pick those raw material vendors myself. No, I don't delegate that authority to anybody. Nobody can change raw material supplier unless they personally run it through me, because I know who we have as raw material suppliers. I know why we work with them. And there's reasons, and it's because they have quality products, because they do their own testing, they do third-party testing, they have auditors overseas that are constantly looking at the factories where some of these things are made. So many different reasons, but we care about all of you, and we want you to have products that work for you. I can just tell you, this industry changed my life. Last week, we talked about working at Mrs. Gooch's back in the 80s for me, and this industry dramatically changed my life, and so I'm here to take what I have been blessed with and give that to you. And yes, we are a business, and yes, we want to make money. But I can tell you that I don't go home at night ever thinking about money. I always go home thinking about how we can serve you better. And, you know, and because we're a business, you know, we want to be able to make money. I want to be able to support my family, send my girls to college, all those things. But, you know, we don't just try and pile more and more money away in the bank. That's just not at all what I'm about or what we're about as a family. We're here to share the information that and the resources that God has blessed us with all of you so that you can get help, biochemically speaking. So anyway,
I think that's obvious when you're looking at raw materials and you're like, I can buy this one and it's a tenth of the cost of the other one, but the other one will give deeper potency and deeper absorption. So I'm going with that one because it's higher quality. I mean, our whole family takes these vitamins too, and we want the absorption and the potency as well.
Well, last week I talked about working for Mrs. Gucci's and this little kid, Adamant. And since before I got married, had kids, I always had sort of a vision of what I wanted my marriage to look like, my family to look like. And I can say that largely so much of that has come to fruition because of God's grace to us. But really, it's so neat to see our girls. I'll share a quick story. Tia didn't even know this one was going to come up. But, you know, when Courtney was born, she's getting older. She's going to college. The girls, they're like, Dad, so when I go to college, you're going to cry. When I get married, you're going to cry. I go, when you get married, I'll probably cry. When you get to college,
not probably. He's definitely going to cry at our wedding.
He might not let you know he cried.
They're waiting for me. I said, look, I don't cry a lot, but you know, whatever.
But
you know,
I'm
a guy.
We'll
you know,
cry.
But anyway, well, but so yeah, almost certainly. But you know, when I talk about Courtney, she graduated high school not too long ago, and we had to get up there and talk. And I was like, uh-oh, I could feel everything kind of bubbling up. But then I sort of pushed it back down, you know, being a guy. I don't know. But that's,
I'll just admit it.
Yeah, there you go. So, and it's just the way it is. But when Courtney was first born, when we were there, Julie, she's having Courtney. We found out the cord was wrapped around her neck twice. And so Julie's trying to push Courtney out.
They're telling me, don't push.
Yeah,
because the doctor wasn't here yet. Don't push.
Yeah, and poor Courtney's like, bleh, bleh.
And
you know,
she's a month
you know,
early, too.
And she was a month early.
It was stressful, I should say. But when Courtney came out, I remember her little sternum, she was like, and breathing. And her little sternum was going up and down. And it just looked odd. And they said, well, here's the deal. They go, either she has residual fluid in her lungs or she has pneumonia.
Well,
there's no way for us to know which it is. So we have to give her intravenous antibiotics. And I'm just like, ugh. And that is the last thing I wanted for any of my children, because antibiotics, that's part of what impacted my health adversely early on with my bowel health and everything else. And so that was the last thing I wanted. But what are you going to do? His parents go, well, you know, we'll risk it. We think it's fluid in the lungs. No, of course you can't do that. So we said, well, you got to do what you got to do. You know, and that is where God's sovereignty just says, this is, what are you going to do? So from the very beginning, Courtney had antibiotics. And she's sometimes with Courtney, you're like, I got all the bad genes. I got this one and that one. I got the teeth that are sort of translucent.
The bad teeth, the bad eyes, yeah. The short gene. I just got them all.
So what are you going to do? So we gave her probiotics, but I'm convinced that she has allergies now because, at least in part, because of those antibiotics she had, but there's nothing we could have done. So I always had a vision of what I wanted for my children. And so much of that has come to pass, but some things you just can't control, but you can. You can control what you put in your body, and you can control what you do today. And that's why we're here to provide information to all of you so that you can get help, to provide resources to you so that you know what to do. And then at that point, it's up to you what you do with it. But anyway, I digress, right, girls? I want to talk a little bit, sort of look back beyond where I started and how I actually even got to the point working for Julie's dad. And looking back, it's really interesting because, hon, why don't you tell me your family in Michigan? Just tell them a little bit about that and how that is.
So my mom's side, my mom grew up in Ohio, and they would drive up to Michigan for the summers. And her, I don't know if it's her great-great-grandfather in the 1900s, bought some land that had burned down.
1908.
Thank you. But it was owned by a lumber company, and there was a fire, and so it burned down. So he bought it for pennies.
The equivalent, like, I don't know, it's like 150 bucks or something.
Yeah, for acres. He bought on this really beautiful lake. So the equivalent
of, I don't know, 100 lots worth of land or something. He's like, it's not worth anything.
It was like $300 for all those acres. Yeah. It's on a beautiful lake, and so our family has been going there almost every year. That's where we love to go and love to be with family. And that's where my allergies really act up, and I need to take the allergy health, and it's really helped me. But I know Rick wants to talk about my great uncle actually started a vitamin manufacturing company way back in the day.
It's an interesting thread on how things work. And it's just, I talked last show about these intersecting points that it just God sovereignly determined that I could not have ever planned. But so Julie's great uncle Charlie, who's passed away now, he was in the military back in the, I don't know the exact, it's in the 50s, the early 50s. And so he got out, and he was he's a pretty industrious guy, kind of just old. That was like, that's that book, the Greatest Generation. He was kind of that. And so he got out of the military and said, well, I'm going to have to do something. So he ended up going to work for, I think, a pharmacy. And he went there to learn, because he was pretty entrepreneurial. And then once he was there for a while, he went on and did some other things. But I'm noticing that I'm out of time. So to get the rest of the story, you're going to have to stay tuned for segment two of Crossroads of Health. So we will be right back.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it's also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Labs Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes to help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common food sensitivities. Emerald Labs Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion, such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald can be found at fine health retailers nationwide or at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your co-host, Cassidy Simpson. If you're just tuning in, our main hub is cohradio.com. That's cohradio.com. And from there, you can link over to emeraldlabs.com, which is more informational, or supplements.one. You can also go to any of our social media platforms. You can be at COH Radio or at Emerald I'm Free. And if you're on Facebook, Dad, why don't you tell them about that?
Well, being that I am a little older. Now, if you're younger, and it's not just older to be on Facebook, but I'm 54 and I kind of like Facebook and Instagram. It's okay, you know. But anyway, so Facebook.
I like
you
can both. Go, let me just say.
There you go. Facebook.com/EmeraldI'mFree. Facebook.com/COH Radio. And there's some cool posts that we put up there. They post about once a day. There's just some good information there. Anyway, we just try and stay connected to all of you. So anyway, before the break, we were talking about Michigan. We were talking about Julie's great uncle, Charlie, and how he was in the military. And then he got out. He went to work for a pharmacy. And this is where it gets kind of interesting, just talking about intersection points and how I got here. And so he ended up, after working for the pharmacy, he learned all he could learn. And he said, I think I'm going to start a drug distribution company, like where he would manufacture prescription. I think it was prescription meds at that point. So he started manufacturing, and he would go to other pharmacies, say, hey, you can buy these things and I'll private label it for you. And so that was kind of the beginning. And that was, I believe, Chrisman Labs back in the 50s. And then from there, he created something called the Pill Mill, where they created their own brand, I believe. And again, I'm not, this is a long time ago, but Julie's mom, the resident historian, as I mentioned in the last show,
shared some of this.
She was not available this morning, so I couldn't refine all this information. But he had Crispin Labs and he started the Pill Mill, and he was very successful as a nutritional supplement and prescription med manufacturer. And I remember him telling me years ago before he passed away, and he talked about Julie's dad. Julie's dad's name was Bob. And he goes, oh, Bob, come out. He had all these crazy ideas. And he, oh, we could make millions. And Julie's dad was very, he was very driven to be successful. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds like Julie's dad, because I worked for him. And I realized Charlie and him never did anything. Charlie said, no. Charlie was more just kind of buy the book and
but
not.
My dad did get a lot of spark of ideas from him.
That's the point. Yeah, it's like, so Charlie was not, I wouldn't view him as a big risk taker, where I think Julie's dad would have taken more risks to get where he wanted to go. So, and I realized later, I said, that is where your dad got the idea to be a vitamin manufacturer and to start in this industry, because he saw that he could be successful because he saw Charlie's success. So the fact that I learned from Julie's dad, it all goes back to Julie's great uncle Charlie, and so Julie's mom's uncle, and that was Julie's grand's brother, and going back to Michigan. And so anyway, it's very interesting, but that's where it all sort of began for me. So credit where credit's due, really, to great uncle Charlie. I married well. I always say that regarding Michigan. I think Kelly, my executive producer, she's posted the picture
on the pink flamingo.
We found it in the middle of the lake. That was like
yeah. Why don't you girls just talk a little bit about your experiences in Michigan, things that you like and
love it. Yeah,
Courtney.
I really like it.
Okay, so tell our listeners a little bit about Michigan and just what you like about
Courtney,
it.
Some of the favorite memories.
Okay, well, one favorite memory that was really funny was, I think it was last year, we were out on the boat and Cass was tubing, and we hit the, like, she hit one bump and then she hit another big
wake
after that. And she went flying so high in the air, it was like,
it hurt. So bad. It was.
I'm sorry.
Like,
we were all laughing.
Yeah, it was
so hard.
Are you okay?
In the water crying.
It was really
it was
great. It was probably one of the best like flick offs of tubing.
Yeah, my
ever.
Like.
I mean, we would have won 10,000 on AFE. No problem.
Yeah, one of my uncles or like relatives. He's like my great uncle. I think was like, oh, if only we recorded that, we could go on YouTube and it would go viral. And I was like, oh my God. She was like, no, I have one word for that. Ridiculous.
It was one of those things.
I think Cassidy's word was ouch.
It was one of those things. I've seen a lot of tubing, and that one, he just hit the wake perfectly, and it just launched her off that tube. She had, I don't know how far.
Bad.
She had 25 feet. I don't know.
4 days. It
was good times.
Right.
So that's one of Courtney's memory. So, and by the way, Courtney, tell him, like, you, so what do you like to do behind the boat besides tubing?
Okay, yeah. Well, I like tubing, and then I also like wakeboarding. That's really fun. I tried water skiing, but it wasn't really my thing. So wakeboarding is what I like.
Something else that Courtney really likes when we go there, if I can speak for you, is berry picking.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh,
yes.
Courtney and berry
picking. Fruit-aholic. Yeah. I don't even know how to describe it. She's like, loves fruit so much.
And Michigan is, you know, as some of you may know, there's, you know, they have berries, they have blueberries, raspberries.
They have
Michigan,
like, berries we've never even heard of.
They have like 8 million different types of raspberries. They have like
Saskatoon
red ones, and then they have like yellow raspberries and black like, it's crazy.
Anyway, so yeah, so it was good. So you berry picking, wakeboarding. So Cassidy, what do you like in Michigan?
Besides being launched off the
tube. I like a lot. Well, I do like going sea-dooing, which is really fun. I don't know if that's the right word for that. I think it is.
Yeah.
That's really fun. And like sometimes Dad will drive me and I'll hang on. Or he's just like the best driver on the sea-doo. It's so much fun.
I'm sort of crazy. That's
a little.
But in a really fun way. And also there's like not that many people on the lake, so it's not like dangerous.
Yeah, it's not that busy.
Actually, if any of you are interested, it's in the Lower Peninsula, Michigan, the upper part of the Lower Peninsula by Traverse City. It's a lake called Crystal Lake. It's
southwest of Traverse City.
Okay, so, well, there you go. Well, anyway, it's about 30 miles from Traverse City. So, but if you check it out on Google Maps, it is a beautiful lake. It's got a sandy bottom. They have this thing called Blue Line. And so
now
it's
look,
just,
when we
it's
go,
just,
it's going to be super busy.
Everybody's right. But it's just, it is a beautiful place to go. We love going there. Julie's mom, she loves, we're not going this summer because Courtney's going to college.
They also have these like little chipmunks, which are, we give them like seeds.
Oh, squirrels. Not chipmunks.
No,
you're right.
I mean, the squirrels are cool too, but they're kind of freaked out.
And there is a black squirrel there, which is
that's
really cool.
That's really cool. But the chipmunks, they're really cute and really tiny. They'll like fit in the palm of your hand. So we'll like put some sunflower seeds in our hand and they really like those. So they'll come and they'll come on our hand and you can even like lift them up off the ground sometimes.
Fill up their cheeks like those chipmunk cheeks.
It's so fun. Yeah, I could sit out there for hours just feeding the chipmunks. It's so much fun.
Do I have any pictures of that?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We do.
Okay, we'll upload some of these things. My wife, she's taking some notes
taking
here.
Taking notes.
We'll upload some pictures if you want to go check that out. We'll help you let's give you some good information on social media so you can see some of these cool things.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, all right. So that's kind of some stories about Michigan. That's kind of how it all got started. It's just really just fun, but it's interesting looking back at the business. And so when I started the manufacturing, it's just, I got all the information from Julie's dad, and then everything that you guys are able to receive from Emerald really comes back from Uncle Charlie in Michigan, and even going back to 1908 with the fire. Whoever thought a fire on a lake in Michigan could turn out to be this someday in some very unforeseen ways. So there's so much more that we want to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about some of the products just because that's why you all listen in, so you can get some good information. Last week, we talked about a couple of the favorite products we have, the adrenal and the allergy health. Julie struggles with allergies. Courtney struggles with allergies. Cassidy, me, not so much. The adrenal helps all of us. Hopefully, it helps many of you. Some other things that we wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about fish oil, because fish oil is one of those things. We don't, as Emerald Laboratories, make a fish oil. Supplements.one does carry a fish oil that is good. It's a good quality fish oil. It's something that you really need to consider. There are different types of fish oil out there, and not everybody knows about these. I know, Julie, fish oil has been very important for you through the years. Can you just tell them some of the things you think fish oil has helped you with?
So after I graduated college, I went to work as a computer programmer, and carpal tunnel was something. In fact, the guy who was my supervisor when I started working there, he had just gotten out of surgery for carpal tunnel. And I'm like, I do not want that to happen to me. So I was really diligent about taking my fish oil, and I never had a single problem. So it's when I stopped taking it that I'd start noticing my joints clicking or a stiffness. And I'm like, got to get back on the fish oil. So that's how it's helped me a lot.
Yeah. And fish oil is good for dozens of different things, because inflammation, you know, modulating the inflammatory response of the body. But for me, some of you know, about a year ago, I had a concussion. We went to Raging Waters, a water park out here, and don't know what happened, but when I went in the water below, I was passed out cold. So I flew off something and banged my head pretty good. So I've recently started having some of those symptoms where I get some of this dizziness and things, which I've read enough on the internet to know that they don't really know a lot about why things happen the way they do, or what, you know, they know kind of what the results of getting a concussion are, but how to heal it is a different issue. So one of the things Mark Stenger said fish oil is the DHA component, the docosahexaenoic acid. As many of you know, EPA is one of the main constituents in fish oil. DHA is the other one. DHA is very, very important for brain development. Women that have had children, a lot of them take DHA, so the brains of their young infants when they're born develop correctly and develop well. So I've been taking higher levels of DHA in the fish oil, very important. But I want to talk more about fish oil, but we're gonna run out of time. So I think I'm gonna jump back into this back in segment three. And anyway, we got some more good family stories for you. Please stay tuned, and we'll be right back for segment three of Crossroads of Health.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company. Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Courtney Simpson. If you're just tuning in, you can go to cohradio.com. That's cohradio.com. You can go there to find archive shows and a link to supplements.one or emeraldlabs.com. Dad, did I miss anything?
She's still working on it. But anyway, that was pretty good. And, you know, remember, Courtney, she's the girl that really loves, she's got over 500 books.
It's not over 500.
Yes, it is. It's over now. 517.
Courtney, talking to her is just so much work. She's going to be so tired after doing these shows. But anyway, but that was really good, Courtney. That was good. So yeah, if you're just tuning in, you can go to cohradio.com. You can connect. You can get archive shows. You can connect to supplements.one. That's where you can buy all these great products. You can go to emeraldlabs.com. That's sort of informational. Anyway, we're here to serve you. We're here to help you however we can. So anyway, this week, also, if you're on social media, you can go at COH Radio or at Emerald I'm Free on Instagram or facebook.com/COH Radio or /Emerald I'm Free. So check it out there. And this week, the whole show is kind of a getting to know you. So we're going to give you a great code this week. We're going to give you another below wholesale discount. Not quite as good as last week, but it's going to be tremendous still for all of you. So you can get a lot of these products below what even the stores buy them at for this week only. And it's going to be on every Emerald Laboratories product that Supplements.one carries. So anyway, before the break, I was talking about fish oil a little bit, and the reason I want to talk about this is, for one, because of the benefit that it has on our family. People have asked me through the years, if you're going to take one product, what would you take? I said, I would take our multi. What would be the second product you take? Be fish oil. Those are the two biggest, most important products you can take, because managing the inflammatory process in the body is so important. Not just that, the myriad of things that fish oil has been shown to be helpful with are so important, but the form of the fish oil is also very important, and the potency of the fish oil is important, and the quality of the fish oil is very important. So I want to talk about the form first. There are two different forms of fish oil. There's something called EE, or ethyl ester form of fish oil, and then there's RTG, or re-esterified triglyceride. Now, in the old days, when you take fish and you process the fish and you get the fish oil, you would generally get about 18% EPA and 12% DHA. It was called a 18-12 or a 180-120. Most soft gels in fish oil were 1,000 milligrams. You got 180 milligrams of EPA and 120 milligrams of DHA. Well, soon companies said, well, we want to have higher potency fish oils. We want to have a 36-24 or, you know, whatever, something beyond that. Sometimes they wanted a 54-36 or something. But anyway, so what they have to do, they have to break the ester bonds in order to concentrate the fish oil beyond the 180-120. So they would break the ester bonds and then they would concentrate it, and then they would not, quote unquote, re-esterify it. So now it has become an ethyl ester form of fish oil. So what you're getting is, you're getting higher concentrations of EPA and DHA in the 1,000 milligram soft gel, but it is not in its original form. And so what happens, there are mixed studies on ethyl ester on absorption. Is it absorbed as well? Is it not? That's, the jury's still out on that one. But what we do know is that with ethyl ester, myself included, some people, they get an upset stomach when they take it because my opinion is it's not in its natural state. So they can re-esterify the fish oil so you can break the ester bonds, concentrate it, and then re-esterify it to put it back in its more natural state. But it costs more money. So here we are again, back to costing more money. You really, in my opinion, you want to have the RTG or the re-esterified triglyceride fish oil. So that is what Supplements.One has that we collaborated on this to, for the company that they currently carry. It is a good quality fish oil and it is in the RTG form. So that kind of deals with the form. The dosing we talked about, you want to make sure you're getting high levels of EPA and DHA because those are the active constituents that you want. And then the quality of the fish oil, there are a lot of fish oils that when they bring the fish in into the harbor from catching it, some of that fish oil, it may sit there for 6 to 12 months before they actually process it and get it ready to be put into soft gels. So what you get is you get rancidity issues. And you also, depending on where the fish is harvested from, you can have mercury issues, heavy metals, you can have from the Fukushima meltdown, you can have radioactive issues. There's so many potential problems with the fish, so you really gotta be careful. So the quality of the fish that you're getting and how quickly it's processed. South America, where we're getting this from, the fish is not processed in 6 to 12 months. It's processed in weeks. And I think 3 to 4 weeks it's processed. So those rancidity factors go away. So it's really a big deal. So anyway, check out Supplements.One with fish oil. And the other thing you can do when you get a soft gel, what I always do when I get it, I chew it and I taste the fish. And a lot of times you can sort of taste if it's fresh. And so that's another thing you can do. So anyway, so that's kind of fish oil. Now we did want to talk about some other things helped our family. We have had some joint issues in our family. And Han, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the things you've struggled with and what's helped?
Well, I've been in numerous car accidents. So my neck has degeneration. And I was realizing last week that I was in such pain, it would wake me up in the night. And I'd been going to a chiropractor and it helped, but it's just a very slow. So I'm like, what am I thinking? We have UC2. Why am I not taking this? So I'm going to start taking UC2 and we'll see what it does. I've heard great things. So
I've been
ready for some relief.
Yeah. And I've been taking UC2 and joint health and glucosamine chondroitin for years because I had where my knees would catch. One of them would catch if you go to an orthopedic surgeon, where it just feels weird when your leg's going back and it's kind of going back and forth when you're walking, and it just would feel weird. And I was like, what is going on? And so I had some degeneration in my knees. And so the UC2 and the joint health have helped where my knees feel like when I was 20. It's so nice. And so I can just say, and fish oil also ties into this too, where those things are tremendous for being able to help with joint issues. And one of the things you need to understand with the UC2 and joint health is their modes of action are completely different. But before we get into some of those details, I want Cassidy to tell us about her body issues. You know, and some of these things you're just born with. And there's nothing, Courtney with the antibiotics when she was born, what are you going to do? You got to do it. So Cassidy sort of had her own genetic issues. So tell us about that, Cassidy.
Yeah, so I had a knee issue where I have really high arches in my feet. So when I walk, like my knees tend to go in a little.
They buckle in a little bit. Because her arches are so high, her legs tend to sort of just buckle in. And we didn't know this. And it was just really interesting.
Yeah, and it's not like noticeable or anything. Yeah, I'm getting to that. And then my kneecaps are also like really loose too. So I hurt my knee, one of my knees at gymnastics, like I think it was like 2 years ago now. It wouldn't heal and we like didn't know why. So we just were like, oh, let it rest.
And we waited like a year. And then we were finally like, okay, we need to
go to the orthopedist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that's the right word.
Yes.
And so he was like, oh, so you have high arches and blah, blah, blah. And so we like got me these special shoes and stuff. But I also started taking joint health. And so like through all the shoes and like the brace I got, but then like joint health too, all like really helped it to heal. And now it feels a lot better. And there's still like some days where I'm like, not like it's kind of achy today or like whatever. But joint health has been one of the factors that like helped it heal a lot.
And even Cassidy being, you know, in her teens, usually you wouldn't need joint health or UC2 when you're young. But some people, you just, you know, she has a mechanical issue in her body where just her physically, she has to have the right shoes that sort of support, they kind of fill in those high arches where their knees don't buckle in. But
it was a structural issue for her. And she loves to wear sandals. So what do you do? It's like
sandals are like my fave.
And for those of you, if you struggle with this, we went to the orthopedist and, you know, it's always expensive. And Julie and I, we're not big on going to doctors if you absolutely don't have to. We don't run to the doctor for every little thing. But sometimes you're like, well, we got to go. So we went there and he said, well, with the loose knees, he goes, well, what she can do if she strengthens the muscles above the knee in her quads, like doing, I'm not suggesting like squats, but doing like elliptical at the gym, walking.
I think he said like elliptical, walking, and swimming, I think.
And she does little exercises he gave to her. He says if she strengthens those muscles, then that'll sort of hold her knee stable. But, you know, and again, this is why exercise is so important. You know, good nutrition, you know, eating right, exercise. Exercise is kind of a key component in what you need to put in your mix if you want to sort of glide into old age instead of crashing at old age. You want to doing some sort of, even if it's just walking, you know, a couple miles a day or whatever, but strengthening those muscles, toning those muscles is really important. So the right shoes for Cassidy, the exercise to strengthen the muscles, those are things that really matter for her. And like Julie said, sometimes, you know, we went to Knott's Berry Farm recently, and I think she walked all day and her knees at the end of the day, she goes, oh, I'm kind of hurting a little. And then I think it goes away after a couple
after
days,
like
right?
A day or two, then it like kind of stops. But if I remember one day we went to the beach and we walked a long time on the sand and I was barefoot. So like, since it's really uneven ground, like my knees felt like buckled in even more, I think. So after that, it hurt. So like if I walk a lot or something, then sometimes it'll hurt a little, but it's like significantly better.
We all have issues in our body, whether with Julie, with the liver issue, genetics, or Cassie, structural issue, Courtney, she had antibiotics when she was young. You know, all these things are real issues that everybody deals with, some of those issues. Courtney has teeth that tend to be sort of translucent. So we actually found out cell salts have been around for decades, and they sell sort of a broad spectrum cell salt that Courtney's been taking, and those minerals, they sort of help the teeth, and we think it's helping. So we're here to give you good information that can help you as you struggle through just some of those things that we just are born with. And then there's other things that we get from, you know, poor diet, not exercising, eating the wrong kinds of foods, those kind of things. So anyway, there's things that we have that can help you. So anyway, we are out of time for segment 3. When we come back, we're going to do our favorite stories from our family with the business too. So stay tuned, and then we'll give you the code so you can save lots of money on Emerald products this week.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-hosts, Julie Simpson, Courtney Simpson, and Cassidy Simpson. And we're talking about all kinds of different family memories and some products, fish oils, joint health, UC2, different things that can be helpful to you. And if you are just tuning in, you can always go to cohradio.com. That is our hub where you can access supplements.one, where you can buy all these great Emerald Laboratories products and other brands that we also heartily agree with them on. You can also go to emeraldlabs.com where you can get more information about Emerald. And we got our social media and all kinds of things. So just check us out. We got a lot of good information there for you. We're doing some videos on Facebook and Instagram now, give you some good information on our products. To finish out the show, we wanted to talk about some of our favorite memories as a family. And we're going to start out with the girls, some of their favorite memories in the business. So girls, what kind of favorite memories do you have from the business?
Well, I have one. So my dad's sales manager, he is like this really fun guy. Like he always
Danny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's just this fun guy. We always like talking. So he would have different types of produce phones. So I remember he introduced me to that, and we took a picture, and my dad had it on his phone and reminded me of it the other day. And I'm pretty sure Mr. Danny had a banana phone. I had a squash phone. It was hilarious. And I was like this young little kid. It was so fun. He always had all these different tricks up his sleeve. So going into his office was always really fun.
Danny, he's been on this radio show in years past. We'll have to have him on again. He was actually on an episode of Seinfeld. If any of you ever look, they have an episode about hair plugs in the beginning. He's the guy in the restaurant that's wearing the ball cap that they accuse him of having the hair plugs. That's when he had a beard. Very different. He's been an extra in movies, and he's just he's like Mr. Personality. But he used to come in the office. He'd have his banana phone, quote unquote, and he comes to my office and he's sitting there talking. Goes, we'll get that order right out to you with the banana in his ear. And then he looks at me. He goes, hold on, Rick, I'm on the phone. And then I'm like, okay, Danny. So anyway. So he trained Cassidy, so they have a special bond, those two. So anyway, Courtney, what do you got?
So for one of my memories, we were hanging out in production.
And you were actually working.
Yeah,
working
we were working in production, me and Cass, and with Miss Letty, and we were putting the caps on the bottles, but Cass apparently had to put it, felt like she needed to put it on really, really tight, and so she like tried to like get it on as tight as possible, and she like closed her eyes and made like a grimace, and she was very intense on trying to get the bottle cap on as tight as you possibly can. So,
and since a picture's worth 1,000 words, we haven't quite given you 1,000 words. We're going to give you the pictures of those, so those will be on our social media. So go look for that. They're kind of cute pictures, but anyway, we want to talk about some of our family memories. Just thought you all might enjoy that. So I don't know. So what do you have, hon?
Girls have some really fun ones, but my favorite memory is when the girls got baptized about, what do you think, six
2 months.
Months? 2 months? Oh, that's it?
April.
Oh, okay. A few months ago. So that's just been a blessing to us to see them grow up and want to follow Christ. So that's my favorite memory.
Yeah, we're very thrilled. That's from that back to the vision of my marriage and family. It's always our desire that our girls would follow the Lord. And they have, by his grace, stayed on that track. And we're very thankful for that. So let's see. My favorite family memory. Gosh, I was so busy thinking of everybody else's, I forgot to think of my own. There's so many. I know. Okay, Courtney, look, she's reminded. I'm going to give you two. Anyway, I'll give you the first one. We went on a trip to Hawaii, 3 years back or so. And we got to do this big catamaran trip. It was a big catamaran right off of Kauai, off the Poipu, that south coast of Kauai. And there was a big storm. We went in January, and I didn't realize these Alaskan storms come out and they bring the big waves in Hawaii. So we went on this catamaran, and they said, no, we're going to go out, but the swell is big. And it was nuts.
Huge.
It was like we're in this boat. It's like brr, brr, you're going up this. You feel like you're cruising up a mountain.
Weren't they like 25-foot swells?
It was crazy. It was awe-inspiring. I mean, me and the girls were on the front of each of the catamaran things. I'm like, hold on, girls. You know,
but like, don't fall off.
It was amazing. The power of the ocean. I get the thrill with the power of the ocean. Julie, on the other hand, it's all
like
about
the whales.
So it's all about the, I'm kind of
the
whales, you know.
Whales.
Loves the whales. So yeah. So anyway, that was really cool. And then I'll tell you this other quick story. We were in Bryce Canyon a number of years ago, and we went horseback riding in Bryce. Beautiful. I actually have this thing in my office from Bryce that they sort of carved out, and it's just really neat. It's all sandstone, and then I think there's in the base of the ground there's iron oxide, so they get these lightning storms that where lightning strikes the ground and it's just like a bomb going off.
But and we had all these twisted trees that had gotten struck by lightning.
Yeah, just really cool. So for those of you that have been horseback riding through these kind of places, the horses always want to go home, and you really really got to tell the horse who's boss, and you got to let him know, no, you're going this way. So Cassie and Courtney, I'm trying to explain to them, and they try and give them the nice horses, but the horses just, they want to eat and they want to go home. I go, no, you need to yank his reins. He doesn't get to eat. You hold his reins. So Cassie's horse, I think, was just being very stubborn. And this cowboy that was leading the thing, he was seriously like the Marlboro Man. I mean, this guy, he smoked leathery skin. I mean, he was the classic Marlboro Man. And I remember Cassie's horse, he would not move. So this guy, he goes to the front, comes back. He goes, yeah, what's the problem here? You know, I don't know what his name was. But anyway, and I go, well, she can't get him moving. He goes, I got this. So he reaches up in the tree with a pine branch, and he rips it off, and he raises his hand, and that horse took off so fast. And I go, wow, that was cool. He goes, yeah, it just needed the accelerator. I go, oh, that's funny. That's good. So the accelerator, the pine branch, the accelerator. That's funny. Yes. So girls, what kind of fun memories do you have?
Yeah, so one of our family traditions is that, well, it's usually the weekend after Thanksgiving that we'll do something called Fortnite. So we'll basically build a big fort in our living room. When we were younger, we would get through the whole shebang with sheets and blankets. We would tape them up on the walls with the blue tape, and we would just bring the mattresses in. We would even like sleep there overnight and watch a movie. It was great. And so that was one of our family traditions. And
when you say we, you mean dad brought in the mattresses. Dad,
well, me and Cass would help. We would help.
We would help. As we got older, we would bring in our own mattresses. We would help him. Now we don't do the sheets as much. We just normally bring the mattress in because also it gets really hot when you do the sheets in there. But we like watch different movies. It's just so fun. And the few past years, it's extended to now 2 nights of Fortnite. So
if I can encourage you guys that have families out there, a pastor at our church years ago, he said, build family traditions, things that your kids sort of hang on to. And so every year, Fortnite, people would say, oh, can we do something on the Friday after Thanksgiving? Sorry, Fortnite. Nope. No can do. So, and I'm putting up Christmas lights that week. And so just, you know, create family traditions, things that your kids sort of latch onto. That's just sort of a simple thing, but I always remembered that, and we tried to create some family traditions that the girls always would remember, and look, here they are, and they remember, and probably, who knows, with their kids someday, maybe they'll come over for Fortnite and it'll be fun. So what else you got?
I'll go kind of quick here, but I have a couple other ones. We used to do this thing called Messy Night. It was very fun. There are some other people in this room who don't think it was that great, but I
think it was great.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. So we had no utensils. We used a piece of 8.5 by 11 piece of paper as plates. So we like had to eat with our hands. We had to serve the food with our hands. So we had spaghetti and meatballs, and we had green beans with lemon butter. Sauce. Mm-hmm. Oh man, it was so messy, but it was so good. It was amazing, and we had to clean up so good after because we were so messy. And my dad was like, had his face all messy with spaghetti sauce. It was quite the thing.
That was my idea long ago. I wanted to have like elegant, high end, like super fine dining night, and then messy night. And I don't know if the girls understand fine dining, but messy night was just fun. No utensils. Courtney is a neatnik. And so I was like, wow, she's really not liking it. So we did that one time and haven't done it since. But
even
it was a lot of fun.
Even for her first birthday, she didn't want to dig into that cake at all.
That's true. Thank you all for joining us for these last 2 weeks with kind of some family highlights. We hope you enjoyed it. This week's code, we're going to give you 42% off. The code is Michigan42. Michigan, because we talked about Crystal Lake, Michigan. Michigan 42, 42%. Because Cassie's favorite number is 42. Michigan 42. You will get 42% off every single Emerald Laboratories product supplements.1. Thank you for tuning in. And next week, we'll be back with Melody Marcherano, the co-host, and Rick Simpson, your host.
Bye. Bye.